It's the Capitol.
We're joined now by Senator Mark Pryor, Democrat of Arkansas. He was the only Democrat, along with independent Joseph Lieberman, to vote for that Republican amendment today that would have removed language about a timetable for troop withdrawal. Senator Pryor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And why did you vote with the Republicans on this to strip language calling for that timetable today?
Well, I'm actually for a timetable. I'm just not for a public timetable. And Senator Cochran of Mississippi offered an amendment to take out the public timetable language. So even though I'm against the surge and I'm for a timetable, I just don't think it's wise to have a public timetable.
Your idea is that the timetable, any deadline for troop withdrawal, should be kept secret. It should be classified.
I do think that it should be classified. I think it's really a matter of military planning and strategy. And I think, by and large, as a general rule, it's better to keep that classified. Everybody knows at some point we're leaving Iraq, but I just don't really want to telegraph any sort of timetable to the other side.
Well, there would be a lot of people who would know this classified information. How could you possibly keep that secret?
Well, we sit through classified briefings all the time. Every member of the Senate and member of the House has the highest security clearance. And, we have classified briefings all the time. In fact, I'm a member of the Armed Services Committee. We probably average somewhere close to one a week where we go behind closed doors and receive classified briefings. And I think, by and large, we do a good job of keeping that secret.
A lot of classified information, of course, does leak out.
Well, you know, if you look at the last couple of years, it hasn't been the Congress that's been leaking it. It's been the administration, as we see in the Valerie Plame matter. But, you know, I do think that there are consequences when members of Congress leak information. Of course, it's against the law, but also there are ethics problems there, and you get hauled before the Ethics Committee. So there's a lot of incentive for us to keep that confidential.
Were you getting a lot of arm-twisting today from your fellow Democrats trying to get you to vote against this Republican amendment that you eventually did vote for?
Well, I was in a way. I don't know if I would classify all of it as arm-twisting because basically my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, they understand that I've wrestled with this, I've struggled with this, and they know that at the end of the process I have to make a vote based on my best judgment. It's a very difficult vote because I think most Americans would like to see our involvement in Iraq go down fairly quickly. I think they'd like to see a lot of troops come home, and actually, I'm in that camp myself, but I just think that it's not wise for us to publicize a timetable. Now, from this point, what will happen is the House has a version. It's very different than the Senate version. It'll go to conference. They'll try to harmonize those one way or the other, so we don't know exactly what we'll see when it comes out of the conference. But, as it stands right now, there is language in the Senate bill that has a timetable in it.
Both the Senate bill and the House bill, and if that language stays in some form, the president has said he'll veto it. What happens then?
Well, I think it'd be a mistake for the president to veto the legislation. I mean, the bottom line is this legislation is there to help the troops. I certainly support providing them the armor and the ammunition and the material they need to fight the war and to be successful and to protect themselves while they're in Iraq and Afghanistan. So my personal view is it'd be a mistake for the president to do it. I hope he doesn't do it, but if he does, that's his prerogative.
Senator Pryor, I'm curious, if the Democrats knew ahead of time that they didn't have the votes they needed to defeat this Republican amendment today, would you have voted the other way?
No, I wasn't going to change my vote either way. I think that the Democrats, and by the way, there are a couple of Republicans that joined the Democrats today. I think they have strong convictions about trying to set a timetable, force the administration to set a timetable and work within that time frame and try to pursue a diplomatic and a political solution inside Iraq. I think a lot of this vote today is about forcing the Iraqi leadership to take responsibility for their country. You know, again, I disagree that we should use a public timetable to do that, but certainly a majority of my colleagues believe that's the best way to go.
Senator Pryor, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Senator Mark Pryor, Democrat of Arkansas.